My goodness. Day 199.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind, and together we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
Oh man, this is why I'm so pleased I'm doubling down on the second part of this 365 day journey. With all the things we've talked about, it's so hard to remember them all. You know, it's so difficult keeping it all front of mind all the time. But remembering this topic that we did really early on in the podcast really makes me giggle. The lies we tell ourselves. The hilarious, mad, completely unfounded bullshit lies we tell ourselves in a desperate attempt to try and justify our bad food choices. That's what we're talking about today. So true, isn't it? My goodness. If you've got a dodgy relationship with food like I have, although I'm letting go of that dodgy relationship, which is good. Bravo. But if up until this point you've had a dodgy relationship with food, I almost guarantee that you're going to be able to relate to this. So I was doing a fast day the other day. Here's a good example of the lies we tell ourselves. And during this fast day, I progressively got hungrier and hungrier, as you can expect, and got to about 2 o'clock. And I was like, right, I need to eat something now. I need to break this fast. And I went to the shop and they'd run out of salads. This lovely little shop near one of my offices. They sell these wonderful salads. And they'd run out. But they did have loads of chocolate brownies and pastries and things like that left. Straight away, bang, my chimp kicks in, lying to me. And he said, yeah, get one of those chocolate brownies. Do you know what? You're feeling a little bit lightheaded from doing this fast this morning. And the sugar in it will actually be really good. It will rebalance your blood sugars. I think you should get the chocolate brownie. What the hell? What kind of a lie is that? Balance your blood sugars? You don't need to be a nutritionist to know what an unbelievable load of crap that is. But still, that's the lie I told myself. And irritatingly, because I didn't have this topic front of my mind, I didn't spot it. I didn't have that cognitive dissonance where I went, oh, hang on a second. No, that's a bullshit lie you're telling yourself there, Alex. Stop the chimp in his tracks. This is ridiculous. Because I didn't have this front of mind, that didn't happen. What happened? I ate that goddamn brownie. Which, of course, made me feel absolutely amazing, top of the world, for 2 minutes or so. And then I broke out in a raging sweat and I had a sugar crash and it was absolutely horrific. And I got even more hungry. Famished, in fact. The lies we tell ourselves. The other night, I was on air on a radio station. And the show that I was doing at the time was on at a bit of a weird time. It was kind of dinner time, really, when I'd usually be eating my food at night. But rather than getting something sensible on the way into the studio, rather than taking something with me to eat, I thought to myself, oh, do you know what? I'll just find something healthy on Uber Eats or Deliveroo later on. Yeah, no problem. I'll just eat it. I'll get something in. Get a takeaway. You fast forward in this story to me sitting there in the studio, browsing the American section of Uber Eats, aka the most unhealthy food section of probably all of the food sections within Uber Eats. Burgers, chips, ribs, wings, all that kind of stuff. And I think to myself, well, I don't need a burger and chips because I'm trying to be good, so I shouldn't get both. Oh, I know. This is the lie I was telling myself. I know. I won't get a burger so I can avoid the bun. And instead, I'll just get some chili cheese fries and then have some mac and cheese bites. That'll be fine. What? Avoiding the bun, which is probably about 250 calories, turned into chili cheese fries, which is about 1,300 calories, and deep fried mac and cheese bites at about 900 calories. Get a grip. But in that moment, at that time, that lie to me seemed perfectly reasonable. Oh, you don't get a burger because it'll be greasy and you don't need the bun. Just get some chili cheese. What are you talking about? Chips are way more carby than a bun. A bun, it's just a bun. Not deep fried chips smothered in cheese and onion and then with chili beef on top of it. Mental. But these are the lies we tell ourselves. And it's so important to catch them when they happen and recognize them for what they are. Like I said, and I'm banging this drum, which is why I'm so pleased that we're doubling down in the second part of this year to get these concepts straight back up to the front of my mind. So day by day, you can notice them. I had a really interesting conversation with a mate of mine as well. I won't say his name in case he doesn't want to be named. But he's been on this journey. He's been listening to the podcast daily. And about 2 weeks ago, he stopped listening to it. Just because he had other stuff on. And that's what happens, you know. You get out of the routine, then it's kind of difficult to fight your way back. But he got out of the routine of listening to it. And in that two-week period, he started putting on weight again. And do you know what? That's some of the best feedback that I've had so far. And when we were talking about it, he said, I realised what had happened. Nothing else had changed in my life. I wasn't more stressed or anything like that. Everything was as it was. The only difference was that I wasn't listening to the podcast each day. So I didn't have the idea of being mindful about my food choices and stuff at the top of my mind. So I started making bad food choices, and before you know, I was putting weight back on. And do you know what? That is exactly the whole goddamn point of hashtag 365. So hearing that it's had that impact, although that was a negative impact, so obviously we'd like to redress the balance and get you listening to the podcast again and get you back on that treadmill. Not physical treadmill. Well, you can go on a treadmill. That's such amazing feedback to hear. So, although I'm not pleased that you stopped listening for a couple of weeks, I am pleased that, you know, when you do listen, it has the effect that I intend. So, and hopefully that's the case for you listening right now, hopefully on your own journey as well. Anyway, so I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a very exciting day because it's a midweek weigh-in and I have been absolutely militant with my calories this week. So I feel quite light on my feet at the moment. So I'm really excited about stepping on those scales tomorrow. As I've said multiple times, 16 stone, 8 pounds is the lightest that I have been since 2014, I think it was. But it's also the case that 1 pound underneath that, so 16 stone, 7, is the lightest that I've been in over 16 years. This is really a breakthrough moment for me on this journey. I've psyched myself out so much about getting underneath that weight and getting down into the lower echelons of the 16 stone range. And this week I've managed to break through that mentally, and I'm focusing now on driving down to the 15 stone range, and I'm not worrying about this stupid weight, this stupid number that's here right now. I'm not focusing on it. I'm just focusing on my calories and focusing on getting underneath it. So it's an exciting time, and I really, really, really hope that when I step on the scales tomorrow for the midweek weigh-in, that positive feeling is going to be reflected on the scales. But we shall see. I'll see you tomorrow for that. I've just got to nail today.